Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is C. Maya. May I please have your zip code and name to locate the account?
62703 Sherry Holmeyer.
I'm sorry, you said 62703?
Uh-huh.
Give me just 1 second, ma'am. I'm trying to pull up my Omax system and place you on a brief hold.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay, you said 62703, and what was the last name again?
Holmeyer, H-O-M-E-I-E-R.
Holmeyer, thank you. What's your address?
924 Bryn Mawr Boulevard, Springfield, Illinois.
Thank you, ma'am. So, yes, ma'am, I located your account with the Omax collagen and protein powder. You get it monthly. What was the issue of your calling on today?
No. I canceled after my first order. Mm-hmm. I called in and told them mm-hmm. that I had an adverse reaction, and I told mm-hmm. them not to send me anything anymore. And mm-hmm. they sent it twice afterwards, and they were supposed to take it off of my credit card. I called in this morning, but I was looking at my other statement here. It's my May statement, I think. There was one on there, too.
So well, yes, ma'am. It looks like that. You have already spoken with my agent this morning, ma'am. She did cancel and reverse back the billing to you, but you won't receive until 5 business days.
No, this is another one. I'm looking at another American Express bill. This is my May 13th American Express bill, and there's an Omax charge on there for $4.9. April the 9th for $23.96. It should be taken off of there.
Okay, so you're speaking about the April billing. Is that what you're speaking about?
Well, it's the April one, yeah, but they always send the bill out a month, you know, later. So it's my May bill.
Okay, I'm going to place you on a brief hold, ma'am, while I seek more assistance with this.
Okay.
Yes, I'm just seeking more assistance with this issue. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. So I apologize, ma'am, but we won't be able to reverse any charges older than 30 days, ma'am.
Oh, they didn't tell me that because when I called in, I spoke to a gentleman, and he said he would take that off. And that's
right. That was for the May shipment, ma'am. That's the one he reversed, but we cannot reverse the April, ma'am. If it's older than 30 days, we won't be able
to. No, let me explain to you. After the first initial order, I called and told them not to send me any more Omax products, and they said they wouldn't. So I get something in the mail, and I call them, and they said, I'll take it off the bill. I looked at my bill now, and it was not taken off. And then I got another shipment, and I called again, and they took it off. So I want this taken off because I've already spoken to somebody about it.
Well, as I said again, ma'am, that was regarding the May shipment, miss, but we don't have any notes regarding you calling in April. That is over 30 days, so we won't be able to reverse any April charges, miss.
I've already called in about this. I called in about this because they sent me some protein powder.
Right, that was for the month of May.
Well, I called them right away, and the guy said that he would take it off my bill, and he didn't do it.
As I say it again, ma'am, if you're looking at it statement-wise, he did reverse back the May charge because you were called in May. But you won't get that statement until probably your
May
statement.
I called this morning. The bill, the May, the one I called this morning, she took that off.
Right. But you said that you called, did you call in April? Because we don't have any notes regarding calling in April.
I called right after my initial shipment. What date do you have that you sent out the initial statement? I mean, not statement, but order. Order. When did I get my initial order?
It looks like the first order that you have with us was back on April 9th.
No. No, that was for $23.96. I mean, my initial order that I got Omax Freeze and something else, and it was like $60 some.
We don't have an Omax Freeze, ma'am. The only first order we have is for that collagen powder. That's on the account that we have.
No. This is my initial order that I called, and they sent it to me. And I got the BioFreeze and something else. I don't know what it was.
Do you remember who you placed the order through, Miss? Because this account only has one product on it.
No, I don't. It was. I know the order's been canceled, but isn't there a way you can go back in there and look and see?
Well, no, ma'am. The only account that we have is for the collagen powder, ma'am. We don't have anything dealing with the Omax Freeze on this account. Did you open up another account?
Well, you can see if there's another account. I don't think so.
Well,
but
the only account associated with that email and name is just this account, the April and May, and that's it.
No, my initial order was with the Omax Freeze.
Right, so that's why I asked me, who did you place the order through? Because they do have a lot of third-party companies that place orders as well.
Okay, you want to see maybe if there's another address?
Well, we're
not.
I have already did, ma'am. It's only pulling up one account. And she reversed back to May, but we cannot reverse back to April.
Okay, I guess I should call the main person that handles, you know, the president or somebody, because I need to have this taken care of.
The who?
Huh?
Do we have a what, ma'am?
Do you have a number of the main contact for the company?
This would be it, ma'am. We're the customer service department, ma'am.
Well, I'll see what I can find out, because I can't believe you don't have my initial order in there with the BioFreeze. I even gave it to my son.
All right. I try looking up everything that's associated. If your name, ma'am, is only pulling up those two accounts from April and May, miss.
It's because they canceled it.
But even if it was canceled, ma'am, it would still pull up. We're only pulling up one order, miss. That was for the, and that's not even with the CPD. This is dealing with collagen powder, miss. That's the only thing we have on the account.
I got two collagen powders that I didn't order. And that's what I'm wanting them to take off.
He took off May because you called it May, but we cannot reverse back anything older than 30 days.
Where does it say that?
No, according to a supervisor, man, that's why I was speaking with at that time. Due to seeing the age of the account, because it's about to be June in a couple of days. That's over 30 days. We cannot reverse back an April charge, man. That's why when you spoke with the agent, they only reverse back to May.
Let me talk to your supervisor.
Sure, place you on a brief hold while I tries to locate a supervisor for you.
Okay.
Yes, I'm still waiting for a supervisor, ma'am. Place you on a brief hold.
All right.
Okay, so I did locate someone for you. Please remain on hold while you wait for a supervisor.
Okay.
Thank you.